He was humble, articulate, and conciliatory. On April 24th, in his first public appearance since January, Barack Obama charmed his audience with his ability to listen and his unwillingness to boast. As a community organizer on the South Side, I am the first to acknowledge that I did not set the world on fire, Mr. Obama said. This community gave me a lot more than I was able to give in return. Mr. Obama held his presidential farewell speech on January 11th in Chicago, his adopted hometown, and returned to the Windy City for his re-emergence in public life after an extended holiday. In his farewell speech, the former president had reflected on the fragility of democracy. This time he focused on civic engagement and community organizing in a 90-minute discussion with a panel of half a dozen youthful activists at the University of Chicago's Logan Center for the Arts, in front of an audience of mainly college students. In his remarks, Mr. Obama brandished political polarization, which he blamed on gerrymandered electoral districts, money in politics, a politicized media landscape, and voter apathy, especially among young people. He admitted that his much-quoted comment at the Democratic National Convention in 2004, that there were not red states and blue states, was aspirational. One thing of which he was absolutely convinced, said Mr. Obama, is that what prevents Americans from tackling the most daunting challenges is politics and civic life. He is planning, he said, to henceforth devote much of his energy to working with young people to encourage them to take up the baton and take their crack at changing the world.